Hi, welcome to Bolt for Life. I am Garrett Bolt, actor, personal trainer, former powerlifter, pro wrestler, and chronic pain thriver. Bolt for Life is a podcast about living with the challenges of chronic pain. Our goal is to acknowledge, inspire, and relate to people living with chronic pain. I believe it is not only possible to survive, but to live a full life and thrive with chronic pain. No matter where you are in your journey, our mission is to give you the information and inspiration that will help you become Bolt for Life. Hey guys, this is Garrett Bolt. Welcome to Bolt for Life. Our goal of this podcast is to share our experiences and solutions to the many challenges that people with chronic pain face every day. So I've lived with chronic pain for the last 15 years. I've been through 6 major back surgeries, dozens of outpatient procedures, and I've developed a nerve disorder called RSD or CRPS. So I've learned a few things along the way about living with chronic pain. I've come to believe that we can thrive with it. It sure as hell hasn't been easy, but it's possible. The one thing chronic pain has taught me is never to judge someone else's pain, whether it's acute pain, emotional pain, or chronic pain. I really believe it's their pain, and they're living through it with their own life experiences. So this attitude has helped me to be able to listen and identify with a lot of other people's experiences. I find that when I share my experience, I get an experience back, and they all have value. So I hope to bring the knowledge I've gained through my own story and journey, along with the many people I've met and learned from along the way, to this podcast. And hopefully this podcast will be a platform that we can all share and learn from. I wish for all of us to not only live with chronic pain, but also to thrive with it. So prior to my accident many years ago, I was extremely physical. I probably did too much. And I find that a lot of us living with chronic pain have very physical backgrounds. We're really active people. For me, I started in martial arts in junior high, and my high school had a judo team. I also played football and got into powerlifting, and after school I went into boxing and kickboxing, and eventually I landed in the crazy world of professional wrestling, which was an absolute blast, to be honest. I enjoyed the physical part of it, but I also enjoyed performing as well. But it took a toll on my body. So my now ex-wife said, "Why don't you try something where you don't get beat up so much?" So with that, she got me into modeling and acting, which was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed performing. I had some success, but I really missed the physical part. You know, I missed competing. I missed the training, and that longing to really be active and to compete brought me back to one of my first loves, which was powerlifting, an absolute extreme sport. Basically, the squat, the bench, and the deadlift, and you compete for 1 rep max. So in a competition, you get 3 attempts in each lift. You get rest in between, and then they take your best lift, and they add that to your total. Now, there's some competitions that are just bench competitions and some that are just bench and deadlift, but traditional powerlifting is all 3, and I absolutely love powerlifting. It was something that I did even when I did the other sports because it helped me to strengthen my whole body. And it was a big part of my life. I was really fortunate to have some incredible coaches, getting really great mechanics and learning good form and good technique, which is absolutely essential in any sport, but especially an extreme sport like powerlifting where you're absolutely pushing yourself to the limits. It was really great just to get back to powerlifting, to be able to focus on that and get back into competition. Little did I know that getting back into powerlifting, something that was supposed to and had always built me up and had made me stronger, was about to break me. April 2004. This was a really cold spring day in Elkhart, Indiana. The day that my life had changed forever. I was preparing for a bench and deadlift meet. It was just a small local powerlifting competition. It was kind of like a warm-up for Nationals. Nationals was about 4 months away. I hadn't competed in a little while, so I felt like this would be a good warm-up competition. Just do a bench and deadlift meet, see where I was at. Kind of a test competition, so to speak. My wife and I drove out from the Chicagoland area where we lived, out to Elkhart, Indiana. And we walked into the weigh-in, and we had realized that we had forgot to account for the 1 hour time difference between Elkhart and Chicago. See, Elkhart, Indiana is right on the border of the time zone, so it was like just 5 minutes to spare. We just barely made it. I don't know, maybe that should have been a clue that I shouldn't have lifted that day, but it wasn't. I weighed in at 265 pounds, which put me in the 275-pound weight class, and I registered for the bench and the deadlift. So the benches went off well. You know, each lifter in powerlifting gets 3 attempts in each particular lift. Of course, you get a rest period in between the lifts. I benched 495 on my 3rd attempt. Didn't go so well for one guy. He had dropped 480 pounds on his face. So the spotters caught the weight just in time before it crushed his head. Thank God they were there and they were doing their job. The guy disappeared for a while. He seemed like he was okay. And then later on, we were warming up for the deadlifts. And he came out with this big ice pack on his face. He said, "Hey, man, you know, you think you're okay?" And he said, I think I'm going to do my opening deadlift and then I'm going to go to the emergency room. And he had this huge knot on the side of his face. We all thought his emergency room part of the plan was a good plan, like good idea. Not so much to do your opening deadlift part. But he did it. He did his opening deadlift and he went off to the emergency room. And later we found out that he broke his cheekbone. That the weight actually broke his cheekbone. And maybe that should have been an omen that wasn't the best day for lifting. But I was all in that day. I got my opening deadlift, which was 700 pounds, and went fine. You know, the thing with the small local meets is they don't have world-class equipment. The problem with that is that if you use 45-pound plates like you see in most local commercial gyms, they take up a lot of space on the bar. So in international and world-class competitions, they use 100-pound plates, which are actually thinner. Sometimes the yoke on the bars are a little bit longer depending on the competition and the organization. But they also have much better collars. Overall, the equipment is world-class. This wasn't the case at this meet. This was a local gym meet. So the problem was the more weight we put on the bar, the less room there was on the yoke. That's the part where the weights go. We call that the yoke. And so the more weight we put on, the closer it got to the end of the bar. So the heavier the weight got, when my second attempt was 730 pounds, the collars were just barely on, just close enough that they could hold the weights on the bar. And when you do a lift like that, a deadlift is where you basically just stand up with the weight from the floor to a standing position. But when you do that, with that much weight, the bar bends. So I got my second lift, 730 pounds. In hindsight, I should have stopped there. I mean, the next closest lift was 100 pounds lighter than my 730 pounds. I'd already won my weight class. I'd already probably won best lifter. In hindsight, I should have stopped. But this was the day I felt my personal best had been 745 pounds prior to that. We call it a PR, personal record. 745 pounds. My training cycle had gone really well. And I really felt like this was the day I was going to pull 750 pounds and break my old PR. I just couldn't bring myself to not take that last lift, you know? My mom and dad had come out. My brother came out with his family. My nieces and nephews were there. I didn't want them to see me give up, you know. I wanted to show them what I could do. And to be honest, my ego wouldn't let me forfeit that last lift. I had to do it, and I felt like that day was my day. I got super psyched up, you know. I saw the spotters and the loaders, and they could hardly get the collars to hold the weight on. It was 750 pounds. The collar's just barely on the end of the yoke. And to be honest, it really just fed my ego all the more. Here was this big, huge, massive weight, intimidating and scary. And I knew that I was going to be able to lift it that day. At this point, I was the last lifter of the competition. It goes from lighter to heaviest. I was the heaviest lift, so it was the last lift of the competition. All the other lifters were done. The crowd was there cheering. The lifters were cheering for me. Everybody was going crazy. The air was just absolutely electric. I could feel the crowd. I could feel the other lifters cheering for me. They wanted to see me make this lift. That's one of the things I love about powerlifting. It's not just me against you, it's us against the weight. This was my battle to choose, and they were with me. This was my day. I walked up to the bar. I got set. Went to my usual routine, my usual idiosyncrasies. It was a Texas deadlift bar, and the knurl goes from the center part out to the edges, and there's little markings. My shins go in the center of those markings. Now, the center of a Texas deadlift bar is smooth for people that deadlift conventional. That's where my hands go, just on the outside of that smooth section. Got everything set, feet set, hips nice and tight, nice and tall, chest up, deep breath, hands up overhead, hands come down, left hand up, right hand down, pushing feet through the floor, pulling up, and the bar ripped off the floor a lot easier than I thought it would. And it started moving up my shins, up against the big white soccer socks that I wore just for that reason, coming up over my shins, up to my knees, and then boom! Everything was wrong. I heard the weights crash to the floor, and then I felt myself kind of on top of them on my knees. what happened? You know, I missed the lift. I mean, that was the first thing I thought. I missed the lift and I didn't know why. And before I could kind of gather myself, the head judge was right there with me and he kind of helped me up and asked me if I was okay. And I said, yeah, I'm okay. And the adrenaline was so high, I just kind of let him help me off the platform and I realized my foot was dragging and sat me down in the chair and everybody's asking me, are you okay? Are you okay? What happened? And I just said, I'm okay, and just doesn't feel right. And I'm hoping that it's temporary. I tweaked something. And as the adrenaline starts to wear off, I realized that something was really wrong. And then I really got scared. Thanks for listening to episode 1 of Bolt for Life. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe. So that was my starting point in my journey in chronic pain. What was your starting point? If you suffer from chronic pain, RSD, CRPS, migraines, anything that's chronic and that affects your life and affects the way you live, if you'd like to share it with us, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at info@boltforlife.com. That's BULTFOR. life.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Bolt for Life. We'd also love for you to share this podcast with anyone that suffers from chronic pain. We want to share it and get it out there. Please pass this information along. Our goal is to help as many people as possible and to find as many solutions as possible to live well and thrive with chronic pain. All the things that I've learned along the way, I've learned from other people, and I'd love to pass those things on. I'd love to continue to learn and grow, and we'd love to do that with you and to help as many people as possible that suffer from chronic pain. Join us for episode 2, where we talk about my next step in chronic pain. What did we do next? Thank you so much for joining us. Hope to see you on episode 2. This is Garrett Bolt for Bolt for Life.